So my name is Eric Lunsford. I'm the managing photojournalist at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm here with Deaconess Pam Nielsen, who is the Associate Executive Director in Communications, as well as a writer. And we recently were in Brownsville, Texas, to really talk about and photograph a wonderful story. Pam, could you tell us about what this story in Brownsville means to you?
Well, it really was a wonderful story. You have this tiny little parish that you hardly notice. It doesn't really look like a church. And you have a small core of faithful Lutheran members who have been waiting for a pastor for a very long time. They had one. They lost funding. They can't support one on their own. And they've been 3 years without a pastor. And that's when we first entered, right? When we went to Brownsville in April to hear their story. And some plans were in the works for a pastor. And then full circle, the end of the summer, they received a new pastor, a missionary pastor. And that's all tied into our work with Mission Field USA. But for me to see faithful people who never lost hope that God would provide in his time the pastor that they so fervently desired and prayed for.
Right, you're absolutely correct. I sense the same exact thing as well. They never gave up hope. And when you look at the great parishioners, the faithful few of El Calvario Lutheran, and you sense the joy and the anticipation and the devotion and love. You know, you mentioned how you were talking to a church member and she said, as I drive by here with people, I say, look, here's my church.
Yes.
And I thought that was a wonderful way of seeing firsthand the energy of what the parishioners felt of their church down in this whole small part of Brownsville near the border.
Yeah, I think, you know, we could hear weariness in their voice because it's been a long time. And at the same time, this sort of deep love and joyful pride, a godly pride for this place of God's word and sacrament that they've been coming to, several of them, all their lives, the ones we talked to, and wanting that for their community, for the neighborhood around them, and hopeful for the future. Beautiful, but they love that little church. And the folks we talked to have sacrificed, and they're all in, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I love telling this story. It's great. I developed great personal relationships with folks there. Sarah Zambrano, Phil Hoppings, all those wonderful folks down there that are just truly special and I think about and pray about. And I can't wait to see where they're going. To me, they continue to give me hope. And I love that we're all part of the body of Christ together.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And you could see the day that they drove us around Brownsville on the campus where they're envisioning a vibrant campus ministry. And you could see that is a very sure reality if they have a pastor, because there are students and there's a campus community right there. Great stuff. And tamales.
Absolutely.
Talk about the tamales.
Oh, goodness. You know, I love doing work down near the border as well as in Mexico, and I love the cultural heritage. You know, you see that in Brownsville.
Yes.
And you see the main street and how all these cultures come together, and just it's so wonderful to see. So, yeah, I definitely don't mind having a few tamales there and bringing some of that culinary expertise back here. Even if I'm, well, not the best cook. But I will say that I loved one of the parishioners that said, don't take this as a slight, but I think you're the first non-Hispanic guy, the first gringo to be making tamales. And I love that.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I love that too. And I love that you're here. And I think that's that joy and that friendship that we really take away from there. And God bless them.
Yeah, they're in our hearts. And beautiful town, beautiful people, and truly right on the border there on the Rio Grande River. And we got to witness that back and forth of people coming and going across that border crossing over the river, and happy people, joyful people, and welcoming. We felt quite at home there in that whole city, and that was wonderful.
And as you see, as we wrap it up, you'll see that they have a wonderful pastor, the Reverend Dr. Antonio Lopez, installed in July. Can't wait to see what God has in store for him. And
yeah.
I don't think neither, he's looking forward to it too.
That's right, and great joy.
Well, thanks for reading.